GettingPrepared.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Friday, January.
It is the January.
It feels like it's springtime here, folks. We've been chemtrailed like crazy over the last 2 days. January 6th, 2012. And you have with you on this, well, it's a beautiful day today because we're not being chemtrailed today. But you have Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guys. Folks, real quick, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-choicers, the baby killers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, indeed, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. It's about you. It's not about us. That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You know that's catching like fire. Just like the WND article today, baby.
Oh, some fire there. Front page of WorldNetDaily.com, folks. You want to go to it, WND.com. You'll see Bradley's face on the right-hand corner. And this article is blazing.
Started a cat fight big time. We'll talk about that in a little bit here. Also on Genesis Communication Network, folks, you can check it out. Or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well.
SOL Media.
If you'd like to know who we are, please go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And again, folks, I'll give you the number one more time to give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. We have one short hour to convey our thoughts to you. What do you think of that?
Only an hour?
Well, that's all we have.
Well, you know what? You can listen to us 24 hours a day.
So that's true. And that is, by the way, that is the coolest thing in the world to tell people the way Genesis has got that set up.
Yes, they do.
I can be anywhere and just link right into the phone, and the radio program plays.
That's right.
And it stops at the end of the hour, and then it just
replays.
Starts up. It's great. It really is.
I didn't catch that part. Well, just listen to it again.
Yes.
Of course, you can download and all that right on our site, Sons of Liberty Radio. You go over to the right side, listen live. You can listen 24 hours a day.
Okay, cool. I know Carrie is just, she wants to be a part. She wants to play. Can I play?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's doing right now. Look at her. She's even got a stupid-looking smirk on her face right now, and I feel like smacking it off.
What happened to your eyes there? What? Somebody hit you in the head?
Well, you know, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? We can see whose head she's involved in right now.
Or which tree she fell from, right?
Whose brains are you connected to right now, Carrie? We are turning talk radio into do radio, folks. We are the cleanup crew because we clean up what others leave off. Go ahead, Gary. Folks, what they do is they load the bases and we knock it out of the park. That's how it goes. Folks, just a quick note again. I'm going to continuously say this up until Election Day, that this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It is about the survival of America. And look at his fruit, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Because Obama is not America, and America is not Obama. And I'm not going to say anything outside of that, because you judge a man by his fruits.
What he do recently.
And what he did.
And what he done.
And what he trying to do.
And what he do. Mm-hmm. I don't need permission. Let's do this right now.
We don't play that.
I'm not waiting around. Sir. I'm not going to be patient for nobody. We got some scorecards that have been issued by a certain organization I'm not even going to name.
Oh, here. Okay, then. Here.
Oh, I thought we were going
to
name.
No, that's good. I like that. Right. I like that. But I just want to make something real clear before we get to that. Here, let me just say it this way, okay? Because Scripture always says it's best.
That's right.
Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, and the tree is known by his fruit.
Mm-hmm.
This is John the Baptist talking to the Pharisees. Just, I want to provoke the people today.
Yeah. Bad fruit to those Pharisees.
Let's go ahead and just play this really quick.
Because it's important to read the word.
It really is.
Yes.
And who better to say it?
I know. Then she's got to follow the word every day, I'm sure.
Then Nancy Fufu.
Nancy Fufu?
Yes.
Nancy Fufu.
I mean, if anybody knows the word of God, it is Nancy Pelosi.
No doubt.
You ready for this? I don't. This is so sickening, dude. I just feel like if I was there and I had a bag of tomatoes, I would have just unleashed them on her like Elf did.
Like Elf, yeah. I was just thinking.
Totally.
We can take them? Come on.
Yeah. And we can.
Yes, we can. Give us some tomatoes. That's all it'll take, folks. And Nancy Fufu.
She's a spokesperson for the folks in San Francisco. So she's
an upright area.
Upright lady.
As a matter of fact, there's more dogs in San Francisco than there's children. Just a little side note.
You know, but
they're serious.
We heard she's a new preacher out there.
Oh, really?
Of the baser sort, of course.
Okay. She got credentials.
Yeah, she does. And you're gonna hear her credentials right here. Listen to what Nancy Pelosi had the audacity to do in front of the world, folks. Go ahead and play that, Carrie.
My favorite word is the word.
Oh.
Is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us.
Oh.
And you know the biblical reference. You know the gospel reference of the word.
Yes.
And that word is we have to give voice to what that means in terms of public policy that would be in keeping with the values of
Amen.
Your word.
Amen.
The word.
Uh-huh.
She actually
a beautiful word when you think of it.
She's sick, dude.
She is
seriously sick.
Seriously sick.
You know, it's like Al Gore.
Mm-hmm. Al Gore is pretty serious, too, isn't he?
You know who Al Gore was, right? He's that green czar freak.
Mm-hmm.
A czar in his own realm.
A czar man. He's got like a Z on his shirt.
Folks, we're going to come back talking about this topic of ignorance within the politics. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with "yah."
Yeah, pick it on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wow, Jerry. She's a real heavy metal headbanger back there, isn't she?
She's banging today.
Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, do not wait until the last 2 minutes to give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. I got George Bush's and Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
I have their favorite quote. You know what it is, folks? It's John 16:3, they said. Does anybody know what John 16:3 states? It states, "And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me." Here, I'll say it again. George Bush's Junior, W.
I could throw them both in that lot, probably.
And Al Gore, his favorite scripture, their favorite scriptures were John 16:3, "And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me." Now, of course, they meant to say John 3:16. But what they did is they completely transposed the numbers. What do they call that when they're backwards?
Dyslexic, maybe?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Maybe. Could be. Sounds like it.
I wonder if that's maybe because they're in the during their seances behind closed doors.
Uh-huh.
They do things backwards, and then when they get on the public eye, they forgot that they are backwards.
Mm-hmm. They forgot to flick the switch.
Well, instead of John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten mm-hmm. Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish,
mm-hmm.
but have everlasting life," they say John 16:3, Jake.
Yeah.
Now, some people question Al Gore if he really said that.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to implore somebody in the face of the people. Remember Spartacus?
Yeah.
Explain.
Yeah, Spartacus, one of the rulers of the Senate, was asked if he was going out to buy some chicken to sacrifice them to one of the, you know, the billions of gods that the Romans had and the Greeks had and all that. So they asked him, "Do you believe in the gods?" He said, "In public, yes, every one of them. But in private, I don't believe in any of them. I just buy these chickens to keep the people happy so they keep putting me in power." He didn't say that last part, but that's what he was saying through his actions.
Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit.
So if your fruit is backwards, it's the opposite. Anytime your lips are moving, you're actually meaning the opposite of what your lips are saying.
This is what the American people, because we know since Abomination's been in office. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, you know what? Let's listen to Obama's professed Christian experience.
Oh, yeah.
But don't pay attention to the fact that he's always hosting his Muslim friends at the White House. Or advocating rights for the Muslim. I mean, don't look at that. Don't look. You know, here's another side note. Do you know that I've talked about the Muslims probably 3 times on the radio? And the homosexuals, because they love me so much,
mm-hmm.
I'm Islamophobe.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Because of my rhetoric towards the Islam. I don't know enough about the Islam to really bring forth any rhetoric. Because I really don't sweat what they're doing.
I'm trying to remember who said that.
But let's get back to Obama here.
Yeah.
You judge a man by his fruit, not by what he says. If that's true, what he's been saying over the last couple of years, you know, like, for example, yesterday when he's gutting the military from the United States military mm-hmm. at the Pentagon, he's saying that we have a leaner military. Folks, what he's doing is gutting our military. He's weakening our nation. He's not making it leaner. Everything the man says, look to the opposite of what he says. When he says we're strong, no, folks, watch out. He's making us weak. When he says we're weak in an area, we're probably just fine in that area. Yeah. That's what I look forward to in about, I don't know, 10 months, 11 months down the road. Because what he has to run off is the facts, namely his record.
Yeah, it's tough.
So everybody gets to look at his fruit rather than what he says. You understand? He's a fraud. End of story. Here, as a matter of fact, let's go to his testimonial. He was asked this question during one of his debates. Listen to the sincerity.
Definitely.
I mean, you can't question his sincerity. Oh, who are you to judge, Bradley?
Uh-oh.
The Bible teaches us to judge, my friends. And if it doesn't, then can I ask you, why are you judging? Because you're complaining about the same man that I am. What are you complaining about? Quit judging, folks. Yeah? Because there's always one or two out of you thousands upon thousands that are listening every day where I'll get an email. I'll get a text or a Facebook blasted to us. Oh, Bradley, who are you to judge? You judge all the time, irregardless if you pay attention to it or not. We're taught to judge everything that we do, and we're taught to be judged by what we do.
Life is based on judgment.
You know what's happening now is people get pulled over by police officers, and when they get pulled over by him, the cop looks at him and points his finger at the law,
mm-hmm.
says you're going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. What America has been taught by the professing pastors, the hirelings of the day, is to look at the cop and say, who are you to judge me?
That's right.
Who are you to judge me?
You legalistic.
Take that ticket, rip it up, and throw it on the ground, folks. And say, who are you to judge me? Or if that doesn't work, blame your foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then ask for sympathy and mercy from the judge. And then what does the judge do? He directs you over to a counselor who puts you on meds. You get to eat the fruit of your own ways.
So you started by not obeying the speed limit. Now you're on meds.
Yes, they're judging while they're telling me not to judge.
Mm-hmm.
And really, ultimately, when we say, who are you to judge me according to what God said? You're judging the law.
Yeah.
And who are you to do that? How do you know the difference between right and wrong? Do you proclaim right when it's right, and wrong when it's wrong? If you do, you're judging. Yeah?
Those bad people.
Oh, I can't stand that judgment stuff. I'm telling you, it's just the problem with America is you've left off judgment. That's the problem. And that's what we need to get back to.
That's right.
So let me expose another hypocrite, a pretender, who told the American people, right before his inauguration, of his Christian experience, and listen to the clarity that he gives to the people, only to appease them, of course, and to pacify them. And the only ones that swallowed that bait are the ones with their mouth open. Oh, gaga, goo goo, Obama Nation.
Yeah, I knew
Nobody could have said it better than you.
Good job.
Oh, no. No. If nobody can do it, then Obama can. Obama will.
Obama man.
And here
Obama
we are today. Man. Oh, I wish I would have listened to that guy when I got so mad at him and he was judging the guy. Now look what he's done over the last 3 years. He's destroyed our country. Well, what do? They get mad at the guy that told you he was no good for nothing from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Jake, can you go ahead and just express really quick before we play Obama for the people? Remember when you were you went to that debate and the guy that knew the truth stood up and told the truth?
Oh, yeah.
Can you share that, please?
One of the candidates had faxed in his financials on the last day, which was again, actually when the day was closed. But anyways, he lied about his financials and when he sent them in.
No.
And one of the other candidates stood up at the very end of his... He had a lot of favor, too. I think this candidate would have actually won. But he stood up and said, and if anybody can tell me why this particular representative lied on his campaign financials and all the rest of us had to abide by the rules, I'd like him to explain himself. And the whole crowd went, whew. And then the other man got up and whined and said, I did not lie. I don't know what he's talking about. Blah, 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 blah. And because the one who actually told the truth, who confronted the one
that was lying,
the other guy that was lying, this is for a state Senate seat, the crowd somehow sympathized with the poor man that was being called out in front of everybody. So the crowd got the representative that they deserved, the one that would lie to him.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, and what else is interesting?
That's what reminds me of Christ when he said, the world's going to hate you. You know that it hated me before it hated you. And why did they hate him? Because he exposed and uncovered their lies and their evil, right? And so what did they do? They crucified him.
Yep.
And the people that tell you the truth, you question. And those that you lie, they believe. And you know why they do that, folks? Because liars know how to tell the truth better than you do.
And everyone... No.
I got a question mark out there. Just hang on a second. I'm getting people... Bradley, that's not what you said. I think you screwed it up when you said it. No, I didn't. Liars know how to tell the truth better than you do. Their version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Why is it that the left knows how to tell their lies better than the right knows how to tell the truth? Because the right's a part of the left. Yeah? Common sense? Instead of judging a man by what he's done, they pay attention to what he says because they themselves want to be lumped in with that lot that they're just as irresponsible as the one they just voted in. And then they wonder why they're in trouble.
Then they get it.
I know everybody wants to hear Obama. Boy.
But his testimony's too long to get it in this
point. No, it's just... I cringe when I listen to Pelosi, and this one rubs me the wrong way, too. And it's so bad, folks. It's so bad, according to my judgment. I'll let you hear right after this break. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
bless you.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
This is for all you 80s and 90s dogs out there. You got Bradley and Jake and the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you got one half hour, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to jump on Facebook, go to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean and click on if you are right in the head.
That's right.
All right?
No folks that are wrong.
That's L-E-E, by the way. Bradley Dean. Check it out. We're going to play this piece by Abomination for you really quick. This is his conversion experience. And listen to the clarity, if you would, please. Listen to the clarity.
I'm a Christian by choice. My family didn't, frankly, they weren't folks who went to church every week. My mother was one of the most spiritual people I knew, but she didn't raise me in the church. So I came to my Christian faith later in life. And it was because the precepts of Jesus Christ spoke to me in terms of the kind of life that I would want to lead. Being my brother's and sister's keeper. Treating others as they would treat me. And I think also understanding that, that Jesus Christ dying for my sins spoke to the humility we all have to have as human beings, that we're sinful and we're flawed and we make mistakes, and that, we we achieve salvation through the grace of God.
The president today.
Isn't that interesting? You can just see how he just flowed line upon line, precept upon precept with his testimony. It just flowed from his heart like
very
Pelosi.
Very touching.
Yeah. He's actually going through thought, and what did they say to me during that briefing?
Was that again?
All right. I guess this Christian, he thinks it's okay to abort babies when it says in Proverbs 6 that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Mm-hmm. He's also the guy that's appointed 225 homosexuals and transvestites to high governmental positions.
Because they love Jesus, right?
Yeah, because they love Jesus. They forgot that he died for their sins, not to give them a license to use the grace of God that as an occasion for the flesh. Leviticus 11 or 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, 1 Corinthians 6:9, Romans 1:24. Let's just go ahead and forget about those scriptures. Mm. Let's not talk about the cross or denying ourselves and bearing that cross.
Or the Bible altogether. Just, you know, whatever.
What about liars?
Jesus is good. Bible's bad.
I guess it's okay to lie now. Proverbs 19:9 says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lie shall perish. Let me say it this way. Luke 6:43, for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree is known by his own fruit, for of thorns men do not gather figs, nor a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. And then the very next thing the Lord says is, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not those things that I say?
Oh.
And then who did he damn? Those that were workers of lawlessness. He forgot to read the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's the schoolmaster to drive me to the foot of the cross. Mm-hmm. All right. So we got Obama out of the way. How about that report card?
Oh, yeah. You know how it is when you... get ready, and you come home, and your parents know your report card's coming home. And
by the way, the new thing coming out of the administration is you don't have to have a high school diploma now because it's discrimination if your employer requires one.
Yeah, obviously.
Folks, how bad does this have to go before folks wake up? Seriously, does the boat have to sink to the bottom before we figure out that these people were lying to you? I mean, how many different ways does one need to say it? How bad does it need to get before people respond? The next question is how much worse can it get?
But yet we need a federal Department of Education. We need taxpayer funds.
They forgot to read
education.
The 10th Amendment, Article 10.
But this is the hypocrisy of it.
Which is unlawful. It's
they
the state's
tax
business.
You to death.
Make you
feel bad because you're not helping children in school. And then they go on the other hand and say, well, children don't need to go to school to get a job. Then why are we spending all this money on schools and school teachers and unions? Does any of this make any sense? Even in their rationale, does any of it make sense?
You know what? I think there's a reason that this administration doesn't want report cards to be mandated. Maybe it's because they don't want you to see theirs.
Hmm.
I mean, this guy in office is running the country. I mean, this guy couldn't even run a stinking candy store.
And he didn't either. He hasn't ran anything.
That's my point. Maybe what we should do is look at his report card. SpaghettiOs! Let's check out those other candidates, and then we'll go ahead and look at Obama's report card.
Okay.
Speaking
let's
of fruit.
Stack them up.
Let's see how far that apple actually rolls.
This is actually a reverse report card because this is put out from an organization that
shoot from the bottom.
A non-theist is what they call themselves. Instead of being an atheist, they're a non-theist. So they put out a report card to grade how the presidential candidates, they put up Bachman, Gingrich.
It's important, though, Jake, you explained that, what they're saying right there.
Yep.
They're saying that anybody can do anything they want because liberty is found in the definition, as to what they think liberty is. Mm.
These are for people that don't want to acknowledge they have a creator.
Right.
That don't want to acknowledge that they have
laws to abide by.
Rights given to them by a creator, and then laws that protect those rights given by a creator. These are people that don't know where they came from.
And just good common sense.
Yeah, and they're going to grade the presidential candidates, including Mr. Obama. He's the only one on the Democratic ticket. And all the Republicans that are running right now, to see what their, for instance, attitude towards non-theists is. How do they treat people that don't believe in God? Michelle Bachmann got an F. Newt Gingrich got an F.
Okay, wait. Let's grade him, though, according to the standard.
Yeah.
She got an F for what?
She got an F
for telling the truth, I bet. Yeah, okay. She gets an F.
If we were to put this in the right context, you know, your parents want to see that you have straight A's on your report card. Well, if you go to a wicked teacher who doesn't acknowledge laws or rule or anything
right,
like that,
sure,
they would want to see that you're making that teacher mad. Kind of like when Christ said, you're going to be persecuted for my name's sake.
Yeah.
Persecution is typically, a man thinks of it as, well, that's bad. We don't want that. But no, it's actually good in God's kingdom. So when you hear an F on this report card, you're actually hearing an A.
That's exactly right.
So Michelle Bachmann gets
Did everybody get that? Because if you didn't, call us in, 1-877-807-9977. Jake, I don't mean to cut you off so much, but you're saying so many good little things there that we need to hit on.
There's a lot in this.
Yeah.
So this is a...
This is Bart Simpson.
That's right.
This is Bart Simpson.
Good point.
Basically, grading his professor.
Exactly right.
Okay.
These are atheists grading those that are theists.
So those that failed the test are angry at the professor.
Yes.
Okay. And these guys
fail them back.
So instead of actually living up to the standard, they brought the standard to themselves and they judge from theirs. Well,
that's right.
I can't say that. Hey, listen.
Whatever
you call
it.
You can't go any lower than that, guys. You can't go any lower than a snake's belly.
No, you can't.
And
that's
pretty
low.
That's what's going on here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is what they quote. They want to amplify the diverse and growing voice of the non-theistic community. Again.
And where's that going to bring us? To confusion or clarity and understanding?
Well, they want people to realize that they're on the ball here. They're creating a report card.
Okay.
And thus far, they're giving Bachmann an F for her attitude towards atheists. We'll just say that instead of non-theists.
Oh, by the way.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true. They might believe in like a goat as their god. I guess a theist.
Maybe they'll starve to death too because
they just
want to look at the animals that God gave them to eat. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the guys protecting the fish and everything, and they'll eat the grass.
Yes.
Just to make sure the animals are okay. But why did God create all those animals in the first place so we could...
We could eat. Thank you. Could eat.
By the way, when I said Bart Simpson, people need to understand that that started out as a comic in the state of Minnesota called Life in Hell. So now Bart Simpson is the standard.
Mm-hmm. Little children get to wear his shirts now, and parents too.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. So we're actually grading from Life in Hell.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Gingrich got an F for his attitude towards non-theists.
Because he's called out all of their agendas, and they don't like that. Okay, so we'll say good for Gingrich, good for Michelle Bachmann. Okay, who else?
Huntsman was not available. I'm not certain.
Wait a second. So the worst they get, I'm guessing, before you say anything, they're going to get a higher grade. The more demoralized
that decision. Here, Mr. Obama got a B for his attitude towards non-theists.
Wow!
But this is why he got a B. Because of
B
his
for what? The big boob?
Well, his comments are... See, he didn't get an A for his attitude towards non-theists because he made this comment. We are a nation of Christians and Muslims, Jews and Hindus and non-believers.
Sure, right. How's that going to work out for you? Maybe they should read Judges 5:8 that says that when other gods come in, we're going to have war within the gate. Is that what's happening in America? When God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, don't get mad at him when you disobey it and allow other gods to come in. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to think these guys are so reprobate that they were mad at Obama for even acknowledging that there were Christians and Muslims... And by saying there are Muslims and Christians, Jews and Hindus and non-believers, this earned him a B. He didn't get an A because he at least acknowledged that there was a God out there.
Yeah.
Ron Paul got an F. Rick Perry got an F. Mitt Romney got a C.
Wait. Ron Paul got a what?
He got an F.
For what?
His attitude towards non-theists. Because all of his political campaigning, you know, he's a Christian, and he acknowledges that we have God-given rights.
Okay, all
right.
And that Constitution, the great stumbling block to those
given
that,
by God.
That's right, right. And okay.
Mitt Romney got a C.
Wow. Why is that? Because of Romney care? What's
I'm
up
not
with
sure.
That?
Santorum got a C as well. Maybe because
really?
they're nice to non-theists.
Rick did? Maybe he took one of those people out to dinner or something.
See, it all depends because, you know, a guy can be nice to atheists and respect them and understand that they are citizens of this country.
What would you take an atheist out to dinner? Where would you bring him? To the Invisible Cafe?
Good. Maybe good earth.
I mean, sit there and talk to, like, invisible waitresses and
eat invisible food.
Folks, we're going to come back on Obama's report card. We're going to start from the top down this time rather than from the bottom up. We'll be right
back. My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, but I've either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with "yah."
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment. I was just telling Jake right during the break, isn't it interesting that these atheists are in agreement with the enemy of their soul?
Yes. They embrace him.
Isn't it also interesting, the enemy of your soul, his name is Satan, he always wanted the throne that Jesus was on. Mm-hmm. Read Isaiah 14. Isn't it interesting, Satan always mocks Christ, even going so far as to say, if you bow down unto me, I'll give you all of this, for it's mine to give. What did Jesus say back to him? He rebuked him, and he said, it is written. Mm-hmm. That's what he said to him. It is written. Huh?
Shall worship the Lord of God and him alone.
Thank you.
Serve.
Thank you. So what happens here? We get people that think they now have a free mm-hmm. say-so to That's say right. and do whatever they want to do. And everybody's supposed to fall down to their standard mm-hmm. and do what they do rather than what they were told. I mean, like Satan, the enemy of your soul, is the standard rather than the resurrected Christ. I didn't see Satan on the cross. I see Christ on the cross who died for our sins. That is the demonstration of love. And here we have a bunch of atheists telling us who gets a B and an F. And the worse it gets, the higher the grade they get. Mm-hmm. They're shooting from the ground up. And as I told Jake before the break, it doesn't get any lower than a snake's belly.
Yep.
And who was the snake in the garden? Not trying to be weird, folks, but the bottom line is read the Bible, and you'll find out where all this stuff comes from. So go ahead and finish that off,
Jay.
Yeah,
to sum it all up with the report card, basically, I read a couple of them, but there's a whole bunch. There's like seven different areas that they grade the candidates on. You can find this at SOL Media on our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, SOL Media on the button there. But to sum it all up, you had guys like Mr. Newt Gingrich, who said there is no attack on American culture more deadly and more historically dishonest than the secular left's relentless effort to drive God out of the America's public square. Guess what they gave him for that comment?
An F.
That's a good F to bring
home,
folks.
You've told too much truth,
now,
Mr. Gingrich.
Whoa, yes. Newt.
Yes, yes.
Whoa, Newt. But
we're highlighting the righteousness of what men walk in according to the Word of God. So don't email us and tell us, you know what, guys, that you guys are really great and I really like you, but, you know, just this whole thing here, I just want to let you know right off the bat, you know, you got to know who he is.
Don't you know Newt Gingrich is a Bilderberger?
Yeah, he's one of those guys. You know, I don't care. I'm exalting righteousness in Christ. I'm not exalting man. Mm-hmm. Listen, the devil himself is in office right now, and we got to hold his feet to the fire.
That's right.
Because people are deceived by that devil,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
And so what happens? You have to expose him and hold him to the fire.
Yep.
That's what we're doing.
It's like you do any, I mean, I don't mean to degrade anybody, but you do that with wild animals. You keep them in a cage, they can't hurt anybody, right?
That's right.
That's why you keep them in captivity. That's our job. As Americans and as citizens.
So are you saying Obama's a wild animal?
Wow.
Well, it is coming out during his administration. Chasm. He probably got an A+, Jake, for actually advocating bestiality in the Marine or the military.
Interestingly enough, they didn't grade on those sort of things.
Really?
I wonder why they didn't do that.
They don't like to talk about that because then it arises within the people.
Oh, it shows what they're really about.
Right.
Because if there is no standard, then, I mean, what's the big deal?
Then we're the standard. Hey!
Oh, right.
That's idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book, folks.
So does
nothing new under the sun, said Solomon, and he's exactly right.
Bachman was the dead last in her grades.
So she got the A+.
She did the best.
Yep, she did the best.
Santorum followed up Mrs. Bachman. Then came Gingrich and Paul and Perry and Huntsman. But the best
What did Perry get? I'm just curious.
Romney was just behind. He took second place.
Okay.
Perry was dead last, too. He was right up there with Bachman.
His Christian commercial?
Probably.
All right.
And bringing people together to pray in a big, auditorium
or
something.
Sure. Where he never said Jesus' name.
Imagine using your government post to thank the God of heaven that gave us our rights. I mean, how dare a person like that? But you had the two closest contenders for the best grades on their report card were Obama and just under him, Mr. Mitt Romney.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Folks, did they tell on themselves? What?
Romney's just got a different paint job.
That's it.
You know?
That's it.
There's only one difference between Romney and Obama.
That's exactly right, Jake.
Their paint job.
That's their paint job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it?
Because they're obviously not liars. I mean, we found that out yesterday. You know,
totally.
They stay to their story.
Obama and what's this other guy's name?
Mitt Romney? Ramanami?
Obamacare and who was before that?
Romney Care.
Let's not talk about that.
Both of them really care. That's all it means is they care. They really care. Find that again, folks, at Sons of Liberty Media, right on the homepage, SOL Media.
Thank you. Go ahead.
You go to that WorldNet Daily, right on the front page, Bradley's latest column. Folks, you're going to love it.
It's great.
There is tons of comments on there.
Yeah,
right
there's
now.
A cat fight started. That's our job, folks. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace but a sword.
Yep.
To establish righteousness.
Next thing you know,
through judgment.
The Sons of Liberty might be getting graded tomorrow. Who knows, folks?
Oh, we've been graded.
That's true, actually.
But the fact is we're not being graded according to the truth or the facts. We're being graded according to what they thought think or contrived.
Yeah.
That's how that works for the media.
There we go. If anybody even reads it.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry if I even gave them lip service here today.
Right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's start from the top to the bottom. The economy. Obama, according to CBS Vote.
Report card today?
Mm-hmm. He got an F.
On the economy? You're kidding me!
Yes.
Doing good!
No, not according to the fraud that's being promulgated today.
Uh-huh.
That job growth is up. Like, it's their job to do that, Jay.
Yeah, they're developing jobs. I mean, I just heard Ms. Pelosi say,
fraud.
If we don't slam through Obamacare, we're going to lose out on 300,000 jobs.
And then we don't know what's in it yet. Let's pass it and then read the bill.
I mean, government-created jobs count as jobs, right?
Let's go to the next topic. Foreign policy grading Mr. Obama. On foreign policy, he got an F, according to CBS. This is a people poll, by the way.
Mm-hmm. People voted.
Yep.
Even on CBS.
Foreign policy, F. Healthcare, he got an F. Afghanistan, he got an F. Iraq, he got an F. I kid you negative, folks. I'm giving you statistical numbers right now from the people of this country that CBS actually polled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the question. Where do these polls come from?
Somewhere over in Europe.
Yeah. You know, we got an email today. Some homosexual said, you know, you guys just need to just get off this whole homosexual marriage thing. You know, it's like it's over. The people have already spoken. Yes, they have.
Tell us what they said.
31 states have voted it down out of 31 states. You're exactly right. Folks, you are not losing the war. You are winning the war. The media is at war for your mind. End of story. They're just trying to get you to believe what is not factual. That's it.
And facts are stubborn things.
Indeed, said John Adams, the second president of these United States. Afghanistan, he got an F. Iraq, he got an F. Threat of terrorism, he got an F. It's no longer the Muslims, now it's the white man. Energy and the environment, an F. Social issues, an F. I'm not kidding you, folks. This is a CBS poll. Starting from the top down to the bottom. Obama's overall job as president, 64% of the American people said, nay, no, nada, bad job.
Well, at least he's a constitutional scholar. I mean, he's got that going for him, right?
Can I finish what Jesus said about knowing them by their fruits? Ooh. Listen carefully, folks. This is the republic right here. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundations on a rock, him being the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did vehemently beat, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Now, if you remember rightly, President Andrew Jackson rightly said that the republic, right, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests.
Yep.
Hello? Why? Because we're doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. What are we doing there? We're thanking God for what he's given us, and out of gratitude we obey his commandments.
Amen.
To establish.
That's right.
That's what the atheists have a problem with. That's what the homosexuals have a problem with. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's proof.
Oh, I'm not kidding. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you what, my paint job is I'm a white man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
One of those?
White.
That explains it.
That's totally it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be some sort of racial slur in there, isn't there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sure. Thanks, Fairly Dean. I'll just take that. That'll be fine.
Jake, that's another show. Don't get there because we have 1 minute left of the show. It's too good. It's too good.
Now he's cutting me off because I'm getting to the truth.
We actually have this on YouTube right now. What is the piece called? You have to see it, folks. We were videotaping at the time.
We'll put it on
Facebook.
Can
somebody tell me that? What was it called, Jake?
I don't remember, but we'll put it on Facebook right after the show. Here.
Okay, folks, check out our Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, L-E-E, Bradley Dean. Go on there. We'll throw it up there, folks. How many thousands of hits?
Oh, boy.
Folks, the people that we sent this to were so humored by it that they sent us emails a week later so they listen to it or watch it every day to laugh. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We will talk at you tomorrow from 2 to 4. Central Standard Time Zone. It's called Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan Having a Little Fun on YouTube. Check it out.